This is Fresh Air. TV and film star Burt Reynolds died yesterday in Jupiter, Florida from a heart attack. He was 82. Reynolds appeared in 100 films. Many, he joked, were so bad they were shown in prisons and on airplanes because no one could leave. Reynolds began acting in the 50s, but his career really took off when he became a regular on the TV talk show circuit in the 70s, cracking jokes with Johnny Carson and Merv Griffin. Among his films are Deliverance, The Longest Yard, Smokey and the Bandit, and Cannonball Run. In 2005, he got his only Oscar nomination for his role in the film Boogie Nights. Reynolds had a volatile temper and an eventful life. He was in a serious car accident that ended his college football career and suffered a shattered jaw in the 80s when he was hit with a chair doing a stunt for a movie. That led to an addiction to painkillers. Reynolds also had a series of Hollywood marriages and romances with Judy Carn, Dinah Shore, Sally Field, and Lonnie Anderson. Terry spoke to Burt Reynolds in 1994 when he'd written a memoir called My Life. She asked him what it was like to grow up the son of a sheriff in a small Florida town.
Well, it's like being a preacher's son or a sheriff's son or whatever. I mean, you go one of two ways. You're either a little angel or you're crazy. And I thought crazy was the best choice of the two. I was always in trouble, and I didn't want anybody to think that, because I happened to be the son of, that I could get away with things. And boy, he let me know right away that I didn't.
Did he punish you a lot when you were crazy?
Yes, I mean, he double punished. I mean, I was arrested once for fighting with about four guys, and they put us all in jail. And he came in and he said, your father's here, you can go home, your father's here, you can go home. Came to me and said, your father didn't show up. And I stayed there for four nights and he threw every drunk he arrested on top of me. I was always doing something that wasn't, first of all, you have to understand that I don't respect anyone as much as I respect him. I never met a man in my life that I loved more, but he was the kind of a man that when he came in a room, all the oxygen left except for, whatever he breathed in. And he was 6 foot four, and he was a very imposing, strong willed man. And I spent most of my life, we have a saying in the South, no man is a man until his father tells him he is, and mine never did, which is why I was a little crazy until I was, until I had my son. Then I had to be an adult.
I want to ask you about one of your most acclaimed films, and I'm thinking of Deliverance.
You could almost say only acclaimed film, but I was only in, I think, maybe two really acclaimed films. Mm-hmm. Deliverance and The Longest Yard, and maybe Starting Over because it was nominated for an Academy Award, the picture was. But Deliverance was an extraordinary film in the sense that it was these four actors. I don't think you could get four actors who would do what we did.
Well, you especially, you were almost killed.
Yes.
In a waterfall scene. Why don't you describe the scene, which apparently none of the stunt people even wanted to do.
No, they'd be said, you're too crazy. Go away. You know, and I was crazy. But we could stop the water. We had a dam that we had control over, and it was a place called Tallulah Gorge, which Tallulah Bankhead actually was born near there and was named after this gorge. And it was about 85 feet down, and they sent a dummy over, and Borman looked at it. John Borman, the director, and rightly so, said it looks like a dummy. And I said to Borman, I can do that. And so they stopped the water, and I said, give me a spike, a mountain climbing spike. I went out in the middle of the river and drove the spike in. I put a rope around it, and I said, now when the water comes, it'll come around me, you see, and I'll put my hand up and wave, and that's when I'm going to let go so you can roll the cameras. And then I'll go down there, I'll hit that rock, and then I'll spin off to the left, and then I'll do a flip, and then I'll land down there. And they all went, right, we had about four cameras, and I heard them letting the water go, and I looked back, and coming at me was this tidal wave, and away I went, and I didn't go anywhere I told them I was going. I went wherever the water wanted me to go, but I the first rock I hit, my tailbone cracked. Then I did turn a flip, which was what I said I would do, but I didn't do it on purpose. Then I landed in what they call a hydrofoil. Well, a hydrofoil, you can't swim out of it. You have to swim to the bottom, and then it kind of spits you out. And I had been told that, and I had remembered it, thank God, and I went to the bottom. What they don't tell you is that it spits you out like shooting a torpedo out of a submarine, about 70 miles an hour. And I went over the falls, a 30-some-year-old guy in the best shape of anybody, and came up 150 yards down the river, totally nude, and about 78 years of age, could hardly walk, and had hit every rock, you know, along the way, going 70 miles an hour, it seemed. And they all thought I had drowned. I mean, they said, there's a nude old man limping this way, but we've got to concentrate on getting Bert out of this hole, you know?
Well, what happened to all of your clothes? Were they shorn off by the rock?
They just vanished. I mean, it was that's how fast and how strong the water was. And the next day, I went to the rushes with everybody, very anxious to see my exciting stunt, and we looked at it, and I said to Borman, how's it look? And he said, like a dummy going over the falls.
Did it really look like that to you?
Not to me. It looked like a dummy, but a different kind.
Right.
But it was an extraordinary stunt to me.
Burt Reynolds speaking with Terry Gross in 1994. Reynolds died yesterday. He was 82. Coming up, linguist Jeff Nunberg ponders the difference between lies and falsehoods. This is Fresh Air.